Letters to the Editor. Read Jackie Spencer's letter published in April's Bulletin. Dear Editor, I am an old friend of Peter Clark's. We met when we were 12 years old. My grandparents, Todger and Lillian Talbot, lived at Jack House. We spent all our school holidays together until Peter went to Sandhurst and I started my nursing career. My elder cousin Jim was a great friend of Peter's sister Monica. After reading the letter from Jackie Spencer in April's Bulletin, I thought I should add my bit. In the early 50s, my grandma sent me with a coin, I think a threepenny piece, to buy a yard of knicker elastic. The shop was the first or second cottage on the left in Mill Lane. It was an old lady's parlour, really, but she had haberdashery, such as it was so soon after the war, really just buttons. Find your own from Huntley and Palmer's tin. Threads, darning wool, elastic, needles and pins. After my purchase, I needed change for my coin. None was available. So she tore a piece of newspaper into a small square and stabbed on half a dozen pins and needles, and that was the deal done. One of my other memories was watching the Thatcher repairing the top of the wall of College Farm, where it bordered the High Street. And of course, I remember the cows going up and down to the fields. I'm hoping to come back to Benson again in June. Perhaps I could speak to Mrs. Spencer if she would like that. And that's written by Henrietta Maslin. Dear Editor, yesterday I made my way down Preston Cromarsh to look at the recently opened weir. Whilst there, I met an old friend who asked an interesting question. Why, when virtually renewing it, didn't they put in a hydroelectric mill to generate electricity? Seems like a good idea, and wonder what the answer is. Peter Clark.